Unless you've lived under a rock for the last week or so, you know that Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince is the hottest thing going this summer. The sixth book in the best-selling series is already on its second print run. Adults are reading it almost as much as children, and NPR's Allison Keyes reports that readers of all races relate to the young wizard's latest adventure.
In the first 24 hours of its release, the newest Harry Potter novel sold 6.9 million copies in the United States. By its second day, it had raked in $100 million. That's more than the combined weekend box office for the movies Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and The Wedding Crashers. The U.S. publisher Scholastic calls it a cause for celebration for book lovers everywhere. That includes readers of color. Harlem's black-owned Human Bookstore hosted one of 5,000 midnight book release parties held across the nation. Marva Allen is one of the three owners. She says Human usually sells around six copies when a new kid's book comes out. With the latest Potter, the store had sold more than 200 copies in the first 4 days of sales.
Why shouldn't they read this book? You know, it's kind of a fantasy, and, you know, we encourage imagination whichever way. You know, and it's a good story.
Allen says that means African-American and Latino kids are definitely reading this book, even though there aren't that many black characters.
Kids just like the fantasy. Kids, you know, maybe at that age right now are not so totally aware of the color divide and are just into to good stories.
10-year-old Samantha Green, an African-American soon-to-be sixth grader, says she agrees.
I don't really, like, pay attention to that. I don't really, like, care. At all.
Green of Fairfield, Connecticut, says when she saw in the news that everybody was reading the book, she wanted to read it too. So far, Samantha says she really likes it.
I sometimes read that in the dark, and my mom, she catches me sometimes. I get to, and I try to get as close as to my nightlight as possible, because the font's pretty small. So yeah, I read that under the bed too.
12-year-old Austin Gibbs in Fayetteville, North Carolina, says he's been into books for a long time.
I've been a pretty strong reader before I got into Harry Potter. I like to read mystery, like Lemony Snicket, Series of Unfortunate Events, and I like to read fantasy, like Star Wars and stuff. And I like to read adventure titles.
He says some of his classmates are bookworms, too.
I have several friends who like to read. It might not be books, but they like to read like comics and Japanese title books and stuff.
Angela Dotson, executive editor of Black Issues Book Review, says the success of the Potter series, the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and the movies of both are luring kids back into literacy.
I think reading is cool again, and it could be attributed to Harry Potter, but it's cool because there are more books to be offered that show children of color, that have children of color.
Dotson's publication is recommending several, including Marilyn Nelson's A Wreath for Emmett Till, Brenda Wood's Emeco Blue, and Walter Mosley's 47. She says there are several ways parents can help get their children more involved in reading, including helping them to create reading clubs or taking them to book-related events at stores. The best way, Dotson says, is to show your children that you value books by letting them see you read. Allison Keyes, NPR News, New York.
To see more of the Black Issues book review recommendations, visit our website at npr.org.